Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Don't you bring up to him what you've done, trying to imply that he owes you something. All these things have already been bought. They've already been paid for before you and I were born. They are free gifts. He owes you nothing, but you get to enjoy everything if you'll receive it by faith. And so we talked about that. A big quality of being able to have the greatest faith is that you have no attitude of entitlement. You have no thought about, I deserve this or it's owed to me. Listen, if you want more of that, we preached on it for an hour. So you can go back and get the other message. How many think it'd be worth their time if they didn't hear it? So secondly then, here's another thing, a key to what kind of person or heart can have the greatest faith. He said, sir, don't trouble yourself. I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof. Verse 7. This is why I didn't presume. Everybody say presume.
Presume.
I didn't presume to approach you myself. Instead, just give a command and let my servant recover. Thank you, Lord. Are you believing God to get a hold of this?
Yes.
Can you have a faith that Jesus would marvel at? Now that's a high thought. Is that a high thought? He did with this man. He marveled. Well, if he could do it, why couldn't you do it? Why couldn't I do it? Why is this in the Bible? For our benefit, for us to learn. He said, this is why I didn't presume to approach you myself. Now, we've already gone over this, but I'll repeat it quickly. A centurion was an officer in the Roman army. He's a man that had served as a soldier for some years himself, had to be at least 30 years old, had to have for the day, you know, quite educated. Most people couldn't read. He had to be able to read and write because he had to be able to read orders and pass them. And he had to be skilled in the different arts of like handling a bow and a sword and a shield, because he also trained his men, and he had to inspire confidence and morale in his men. He'd have at least 100 men under him. Some of them had 200 or 300. And he led from the front in battle. He wasn't just in the back saying, go get them. He's in the front. And they had so much authority that normally a Roman citizen couldn't be punished, you know, without a proper trial and this and that. But a centurion carried a staff. And if he thought somebody was out of line, even a Roman citizen, he could correct them in the street. They had authority. Well, the Jewish people were in occupied territory by the Romans. The Romans were in control. And so can you see what kind of humility we're talking about when he sends the Jewish leaders to a preacher and tells him, I'm not worthy to come to you personally. Come on, can you see this, friends? Because he technically, legally, he's the one in control over here. And yet, he has enough discernment and enough spirituality about him to acknowledge that Jesus is a higher authority spiritually than he is.
Come on.
This is a very big deal. Everybody say higher authority.
Higher authority.
This man had gotten to know some things about God, obviously. Well, why would he want to build him a synagogue, you know? And when he heard about Jesus and he heard what was happening in his meetings, and he heard about the miracles and the healings and deliverances. He had a servant who's at the point of death and suffering, I guess in pain. And so he discerns, everybody say discerns. He discerns that here is somebody. Now, he probably did not see him as the Messiah, as the Son of God. He probably didn't have that revelation. But he discerns that here's somebody chosen of God, appointed by God, anointed of God to do these things, and he respected it, and he acknowledged it. And he humbled himself and submitted himself under this higher anointing. By asking the elders to go, by sending word saying, no, I don't consider myself. Is he acknowledging Jesus' place over him?
Yes.
Can you see this, friends?
Yes.
What are we talking about? The greatest faith. What does this have to do with the greatest faith? Everything. Which is why sometimes people have been surprised by where you find it. It's been a lack of understanding of what faith actually is. Notice these words, verse 8. He had said, you know, just give the command and my servant will recover. He said, for I too, what does that mean? I too means something else, also. I too what? He's saying, this is under you.
That's right.
This what? Sickness. Sickness is under you. And you, he's saying, I am a man who understands rank. I'm a man who understands authority and rank. And notice he keeps using this word, I am a man set under. Everybody say under. Under authority, and I have soldiers, what?
Under
me. Now this is key to understanding the greatest faith. I am a man under authority, and I have soldiers under me. And what does that mean? He explains. I say to this one, go. And he goes. Why? Because he's under me. I'm over him. And I say to another one, come. And what does he do?
Come.
He comes. Why? Because he's under me. I'm over him. And I tell my slave, do this. And what happens?
He does it.
Why?
Because
he's under me. I'm over him. Why is he going through this? Because he's acknowledging you're over it. And no wonder Jesus marveled. Here's a man, never been to seminary, right? A rough, tough guy, fighter, soldier, leader of men in battle, and but has spiritual discernment that the rulers of the synagogue don't have a clue about. Come on, can you see this?
Amen.
That the people that spend all their time studying the law, the doctors of the law, are completely oblivious to. Because John says he came unto his own, and what? They didn't receive him. But here's a man. What is his background? I don't know, but in that country, Roman was it. No matter what you used to be, you can forget that, you're Roman. Especially him, right? A centurion? He's Roman. Well, they worshiped all kind of gods. All kind of stuff. But he, by the grace of God, hears about Jesus. Whatever he saw or heard about it, in his heart, he said, this man's over it.
Yes.
Oh, somebody say glory to God.
Glory
this
God.
Man, this man's over this. Well, he must be. He commands evil spirits to leave. Isn't that what he's saying? He tells them to go, and they go. We read on one occasion that Jesus came into Peter's mother-in-law's house, or Peter's house, and his mother-in-law was laid sick of a fever. She was perhaps delirious, near death. Dr. Luke said she had taken of a great fever, so she's out of her head. And the Bible said that Jesus came into the room and rebuked the fever. Years ago, I read that and I thought, now hold on. Jesus is not talking to Peter's mother-in-law. He's not praying. He's not talking to the Father. Who's he talking to?
A fever.
Come on. Jesus is talking to a fever. And I thought, can fevers hear? Can a fever hear? I read the rest of the verse. It said, and it left her. I said, yep. Fevers can hear. If a fever can hear, a headache can hear.
Amen.
Stomach problem can hear.
Yes.
Cancer can hear. Come on, y'all with me. A kidney can hear. A lung can hear. Amen. Jesus spoke to fevers, wind, waves, trees. All of this was created by words. It shouldn't shock us that it can be changed by words.
Amen.
But why would it obey him? It's under him.
Yes.
Come on, can you see that?
Yes.
Why would a fever have to obey him? Because he's over it in authority. In order to have great faith, you got to give God his place over you. You've got to take your place under him. And if you do that, it'll put you in a place to put evil things under your feet.
Amen.
Oh, come on, can you see this? Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. That was worth you getting up, combing your hair, coming out. What do you think? Right there. He said, I am a man under authority, and I have soldiers under me. Go with me, if you would, to the book of James. James chapter 4 and verse 6. James 4, 6. It says, he, God, gives more grace. Wherefore, he says, God resists the proud. Now, you could also say the entitled. Self-entitled, self-deserving, because wrong thinking and pride is the only reason you'd think such a thing. You know, who owes you anything just because you were born? Who owes you anything just because you woke up this morning? And because you're you? Who are you? Now, you hear people, you know, demand and say, well, we all deserve this and that. Said who? Based on what? Where'd you get this idea?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.